We've got another intriguing story today. This one involves a legendary field biologist, a special invitation to enter Iran, and the efforts to save a little-known big cat. Now, the cat is the critically endangered Asiatic cheetah, a subspecies of the better-known African cheetah. And joining us now with more on this story is Vicky Croak, host of WBUR's The Wildlife Blog. It's part of our Contributors Network. Good to see you again, Vicky.
Good to see you, Meghna.
Okay, so the Asiatic cheetah. I cheated and looked on Google Images. They're beautiful, but tell us more about this cat.
These are some amazingly skinny cats. They're in a very arid, tough environment. They look a lot like the spotted cheetahs we're used to seeing. They're built to run at like 75 miles an hour. Incredible. But these guys are even more extreme. They're skinnier, they're smaller, and it's kind of cute. In the colder climate, they're sometimes a little shaggy, and they even have a scraggly mane.
Yeah, they look gorgeous, actually. I encourage anyone to go and look at pictures of them. But they're in trouble, right?
Oh, huge trouble. While there may be 10,000 African cheetahs, there are probably 50 Asiatic cheetahs.
Wow.
And historically, they were found throughout the Middle East and India, but today they're only found in Iran, which is really proud that they've done what other countries couldn't. They've kept the subspecies alive. But the animals, of course, are facing new dangers.
Of course. And again, you just said there's only 50 of them. Okay.
That's crazy.
Wow. So enter George Schaller, a famous field biologist whom many people know as the scientist in the classic book The Snow Leopard by Peter Matheson, right?
Yes. George is 82 now, and he's been a pioneering researcher for, mountain gorillas in 1959 and on up through the years, lions, tigers, and giant pandas. And he's been involved with Asiatic cheetahs through two groups, Panthera, the Global Wildcat Conservation Group, and the Wildlife Conservation Society. Both of them, by the way, are among the very few conservation NGOs allowed in Iran. And they've been working with Iranian colleagues in the government's conservation departments. And they've been photo trapping and radio collaring these cats.
So he just returned from a trip to Iran. What's the latest?
He's excited. He says the government's really serious about saving the cat. And his trip was all about assessing what immediate actions need to be taken to do that. This is the first time he's been back there in 10 years. And he basically swooped in, canvassed several parks and reserves, and drew up a punch list for cheetah survival. The big threats, he says, are cars, dogs, and gazelle poachers on high-speed motorcycles.
Okay, so tell us more about the gazelle poachers.
Cheetahs are losing their favorite prey to poachers. And here's how George Schaller describes it.
Guys on motorcycles roar through the nature reserves, chase the gazelles till they're exhausted, and then they take them home and eat them. And the gazelles are the main cheetah food, so they decline drastically in a lot of areas.
And he says the guards are riding these old, slow Suzukis, and they just can't catch the bad guys. Other than that, the cats are hit by cars, and the animals are traveling sometimes 100 miles between reserves, and there are roads and highways to cross. Half of all the Asiatic cheetahs who die each year are killed by cars.
Okay. And so we only have 50 left of them. I mean, can they be saved?
They can be saved. It's hard to, the struggles that they're facing are pretty straightforward compared to other complicated conservation problems. So as George says, if we ban dogs from the parks, create wildlife overpasses and wildlife corridors between parks, and force regulations to slow vehicles down and get those guards some faster poacher-catching motorcycles, Schaller says it's all doable.
Wow. Well, that is Vicky Croak, host of WBUR's The Wildlife Blog, talking to us about the very endangered Asiatic cheetah. We've got a link to her post and pictures and videos of the cheetah at hereandnow.org. Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.